This EPN podcast is brought to you by Shopify.com, where e-commerce is made easy. Shopify is the most elegant, customizable, and affordable hosted e-commerce platform available. To get your first 60 days free, use coupon code EPN at Shopify.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Healthy Living Made Simple show right here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. I'm your host, Francesca Pucker. One of the questions I was asked to write about the other day was, is there a truth to working out on an empty stomach? And I wrote a column to a woman the other day saying that I definitely think it is counterproductive to work out on an empty stomach. Now, I know a lot of theories are out there and a lot of diet books will tell you that you'll burn more fat if you eat on a, if you work out on an empty stomach, but that's just not true. If you are going to do a workout in the morning, your body needs fuel. You've gone for 6 to 8 hours with no food in your stomach. You've probably just had some water and a cup of coffee, and then you're going to ask your body to perform 60 minutes of high intensity work. You need to have something in your system to burn that fuel. And if you're not, then what's going to happen is your workouts are actually going to suffer. And the fat burning that you're trying to do is going to end up being something completely different because you have nothing in your body to help sustain your workout. If you're going to be doing some strength training is really important. And I think everybody should be doing some form of strength training. Your body needs protein and carbohydrates to help the muscles work and burn. If you're working out on an empty stomach, you're actually not doing that at all. So what I do tell clients, because a lot of clients do say, should I work out on an empty stomach or what should I eat before I work out? And my answer to them is you've got to find what works. I enjoy a big bowl of cereal with fresh fruit and some almond milk in the morning. But I do have clients that absolutely cannot eat in the morning. So what I'll say to them is try to have something that you find will be comfortable for your stomach, like yogurt, a piece of whole grain toast with peanut butter. Some people just eat half of an energy bar, but you need to have something. Some people like protein smoothies. You need to have something so that when you're done with your workout, you don't run home and overeat and completely diminish what you just did during your workout sessions. If you are exercising in the morning, definitely exercise on a somewhat full stomach. You should eat at least a 200 calorie meal in the morning before a workout, in addition to having some water and if you need to have your cup of coffee, your cup of coffee. But definitely don't exercise on an empty stomach because you'll be discouraged with the fact that your workouts probably weren't what they should have been or that your weight loss isn't what it should be because your body has nothing to feed off of. So feed your body right and it'll do whatever it needs to do for you in the long run. You've been listening to the Healthy Living Made Simple show right here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. My name is Francesca Pucker. Until next time, have a healthy and happy day.
This is Liz Lynch, and you are tuned into EPN.
How can diets complement the fitness routine at the gym, and do you discuss your clients' diet and health with them?
Well, quite frankly, I think nutrition, I'm loath to use the word diet per se, Eric, because I always tell people that the first three letters in the word diet really tells you what it's about. To me, diets are not successful. There's a 90% failure rate with diets because people can't practically stay on those for the rest of their life. I don't believe in deprivation. I believe in sound, intelligent eating.
The ePodcast Network, your guide to business and personal success.